Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
That's you, Will Johnson.
Hello. I was listening for the cue.
You didn't hear it?
No.
It said Will Johnson.
I heard it say Will Johnson.
That's you.
But most of the time it says unmuted. So We didn't get that this time. But anyways, I'm going to roll with it. So, hey, everybody, thank you so much for joining us this Thursday. What is this, March the 3rd, 2022? What happened to February? What happened to January? Mm-hmm. What happened? You know what? These next few days, months, possibly even years are going to fly by so fast because all of the crazy insanity stuff is just building up, Shannon. It's never ending, and it's like it's just getting worse and worse, not by the day, not by the week, but by the second. Mm. Seriously, it's getting worse every second now. Mm. So we're going to talk a lot about what's happening over, of course, in Ukraine. We're going to talk about a few things here in the United States of America because we want people to be aware that even though all this insanity is happening over in Ukraine and Russia, that there's still stuff happening here in the United States of America. And we have, I'm going to say it like this, we have evil people here that's still trying to do their sinister plans here in the United States of America. So, but before we get started, we're going to put out a phone number. So for anyone that's listening that wants to give us a call, you can call us at the number that Shannon's getting ready to give out. But before that, if you ever want to get notifications, and I encourage you, I highly encourage you to do this, you get out your mobile device and your telephone, your cell phone, you send a text, and it's really easy. All you, for the phone number, you type in 88202. And for the text, you just type in my name, W-I-L-L. When you do that, you'll get notifications. You'll get information from the sponsor of this broadcast, American Truth Project, and you're helping me out at the same time. You're letting them know. You say, hey, I saw this from Will. I heard this from Will. So that's the reason why I'm doing it. It lets them know that you got the information from me. Now, for the phone number, if you want to give us a call, the key thing is you have to push the one button because you're number one, right? You know what I mean. Not the one that they like to call me, but you're number one in my book. Shannon, if they want to give us a call, what would that number be? She's laughing at me.
The number,
you put your foot in that one, and you're calling them number one. You know what I mean.
The number is 516-595-8069. And like Will so eloquently said, press 1 to come on the line to talk to us. Listen, I want to know what everybody's thinking. You know, there's been a lot of different information about Ukraine and Russia.
Russia.
I'm interested in what people are thinking, right, Will? But let's just do the breaking news right now.
Okay, let's do the breaking news.
Is that Russia and Ukraine had a meeting today again, some peace talks, right?
Peace talks. They're supposed to be peace talks.
Well, I mean, they were peaceful in the room. But anyways, one visual that they said was the difference between Russia and Ukraine is Ukraine, they walked in pretty much in their fighting gear, and the Russians
walked in with suits and ties.
So it just kind of shows, you know, the dynamic of each country right now. But this is what happened. So they are now doing, it's called a temporary local ceasefire for aid and evacuees. Now, the ceasefire is not all over Ukraine. It's basically in some local areas where people are trying to get out of Ukraine and go into Poland and other border cities. They're allowing them to have humanitarian aid and allow them to safely get out of the country. But they're not ceasing fire for the entire place. So,
So they're ceasing fire on some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah, they're going to allow for, you know, people to get medicine, food, and also for people to evacuate, because I imagine that it's hard to even find food, or it's going to get hard to find food in Ukraine
as
well.
It's pretty scarce from what I'm understanding.
Because pretty much the country is shut down. So They're trying to get humanitarian aid. Today, Biden said that he is going to ask for at least $10 billion. He said at least
$10 billion
worth of aid for Ukraine. I mean, where do we get this money, Will? He said new money. So
you just print it up. Hey, we need some more money here, so we're just going to hand print it out here. It'll be all right, everybody. Don't worry about it. We're just printing money here. That's all it is. And we're going
to
use this.
I mean, that's just crazy.
Who pays for it? Who's going
to
pay for it in the end? We are. You, I, the American people, everyone that's listening in right now, we're going to end up paying for it, and it's going to end up hurting us all in the long run. How about, you know what, instead of giving them, you said $10
billion? He said the words were at least.
At least $10
billion. $10 billion.
So it could be.
Is what he's going to ask
okay,
for.
Okay, so can we go ahead and subtract that $1 billion that he did, the $1 billion deal that he did to make sure his son wasn't getting caught up in any illegal activity that he was doing while he was there. Can we go ahead and include that? You remember that? The $1 billion? You remember that, Shannon?
Yeah.
I mean, can we exclude that? No. There's, you know what? The Biden administration, Obama administration, they had dealings with Ukraine, and they're just picking back up where they left off when Obama was in office. And that's the key here. Follow the money. They're constantly talking about follow the money. They want you to follow the money when it comes to Russian, Putin, President Trump, but they don't ever want you to follow money when it comes to Hillary Clinton and the Bidens and, of course, Obama. They don't want you to follow the money when it comes to that, or even Nancy Pelosi, of all people. Don't follow the money then, because their corruption, the money that they're doing, is perfectly fine.
Right. I mean, you know, it's – This war that is happening is really having such a huge impact on the entire world. And today, or yesterday actually, our House passed a resolution to declare support for Ukraine's sovereignty in the face of the invasion. And they are also asking for immediate ceasefire. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that unless Ukraine says, I 100% surrender to the terms that Putin lays out, it's not going to stop. I mean, he's made up his mind. He's not going to stop.
Well, look at the sanctions that they're putting on him. And not only that, the sanctions that they're putting on the people that's close to him or around him or just people that's not even involved in it. They're putting sanctions on everybody who's wealthy, who's rich in the nation, so that they can put pressure on Putin. I mean, think about it. I played a clip last night, my nightly broadcast, where they were talking about on the Communist News Network where some of these rich, filthy rich Russians. One Russian guy has a yacht. It's 500 feet long, and it says it takes about 98 people to operate it. It's that large. I mean, it's humongous, right? And they're showing And they said that Europe has seized it, right, because of what Putin is doing. So the reason why they seized it, the property of this rich, I guess, billionaire, multi-billionaire in Russia, is because they want him to take his money and put it towards removing Putin.
I mean, there's
That would tick me off. And you know what? No. I wouldn't necessarily be – if I was a Russian billionaire, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't necessarily be upset with Putin. I'd be upset with these people that's interfering in my personal life when I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder exactly who is – it was involved in the organization of this invasion. Because I saw a video, I need to try to find it, where there was a member of the Russian parliament, and he was basically saying that the morale in Russia and among parliament is just, they're just depressed. That, you know, because there's war. Now, you know, just like Nazi Germany had a negative, people thought of them negatively, and they still, you know, when Germany is forever has
the stigma
of
them exterminating the Jews. And you know what? It wasn't even just the Jews. They exterminated a lot of their own people.
Right.
They don't ever talk about that, but that.
And so now they said it's getting very difficult for Russians that are even in other countries. You know, the stigma that's on them because of what Putin is doing is just causing a lot of turmoil for a lot of people in and out of Russia. Not, I mean, so I'm just wondering, the country as a whole, you know, do they support Putin, or as a whole, are they against Putin, or is it just split? You know, because pretty much when America has gone to war in the past, we've done it, you know, we're all united in the idea of what we're about to do.
In most cases, except for Vietnam.
Except for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part, except for Vietnam.
I don't know. I feel, of course, horrified for Ukraine. But I feel sorry for the people in Russia that don't have... They actually said, there's actually a report today. The Pentagon official said that Russia troops are deliberately punching holes in their own gas tanks, presumably, to avoid combat as morale declines among the Russian soldiers. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, does the military support what Putin is doing? Because even Ukraine before, one reason why they didn't think that they would really get invaded is because basically, I mean, the countries, you know, have shared that border, and people's families are on both sides of the border. You know, it's just been...
Yeah, I mean, Ukrainians have married Russians, and Russians have married Ukrainians.
Yeah, and so...
It's almost like the same scenario with the Palestinians and the Israelis. Mm-hmm. They have married each other. And when you go walk down the street, unless you really know, you really can't tell the difference between them. So what's happening is the division, I think it's pretty much like the United States of America. They would like for all of us to believe that they're all united behind Putin, right? That's what Russia would want us to believe. Same thing here in the United States of America. The story that they push out is to have the rest of the world believe that we're all united behind Biden, when we're not, 100%. So
right.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know good and well that everybody in Russia is not united behind Putin. And then because every single time they get him to come out with these rallies and they out there protesting against what Putin is doing, the RT, the local Russian television, they actually shut it down so people don't see it. Facebook is not helping by suppressing the actual information coming out of Russia, along with TikTok. So as of right now, it's like we have to depend on what the media has been telling us, right? And we all know the media has been lying to all of us. And it makes it really difficult to trust anything that the media is telling us when they've been pushing this propaganda for all of this time. So should we believe that Putin is in the wrong here? I think he's in the wrong because people are dying. But do we believe that the Ukrainian people are innocent? No, because we all know the corruption is beyond belief in Ukraine. So it's almost a double-edged sword when it comes to the actual information coming out. Some of it's true, or is it not true?
But, you know, it's funny because somebody on Fox News today, I was watching a report this morning, and they were saying how Zelensky is going to come out of this looking, and is coming out of this, looking like just a superhero. You know, he's fighting in the battle for his country. He's, you know, just kind of rallying the people together, and he's worth dying for his country. And what leader have you seen do this? We don't usually, this is not a typical behavior of a leader. You know what I mean? So people are painting him like this hero, he's not innocent in a lot of things.
No.
It's true. Well, we actually have a caller. We have Chris from Texas.
Chris from Texas? Awesome. Hey, Chris, you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, good. Thanks so much for the call. What you got?
We're talking about corruption. I was telling my brother the other day, I said, the only thing more corrupt than Ukraine's government is our government.
I would agree.
I would agree. Yeah.
I would agree because we saw the coup d'etat that took place in 2020.
Ukraine, you can actually look up Ukraine corruption, and there's like a whole Wikipedia page on it because it's so ingrained in their culture that they almost don't think anything's wrong with it.
Well, yeah,
it's,
you have
it's crazy.
The
everybody buys off
there.
Everybody.
The coup there
I'm
that
sorry,
was helped sponsored by the coup there in Ukraine in 2014. That was that took out the president at the time. You know, there's a lot of reports that are coming out about that, a lot of stuff that people don't hear about, like the fact that it wasn't the government that fired on those protesters. It was the actual opposition that did it, judging by the trajectory of the bullets and all. And the reporter that instigated the whole thing, he was back. He had funding from Soros and Obama Biden.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. That wouldn't surprise me one bit at all. And, you know, they're trying to get it to where NATO will get involved in all this. Go ahead.
Well, you have also the fact that you don't hear anything about the biochemical lab. The bioweapons labs are there. They've been proven to be there.
Yep.
There's documentation of all of it. I got a whole list of the projects they've been working on. Matter of fact, they're still doing gain of function, trying to weaponize the bird flu.
I saw a report the other day about that and how they were talking about all of the labs in Ukraine.
Yep.
And you know good and well that Obama knew about it. We know that Biden knew about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they still don't even want to talk about the corruption when his son was working for the company Burisma in Ukraine. They want to keep all of that under the wraps. So there's so much corruption, and you're right. And, you know, United States of America, especially after this last election here, what they did to President Trump, the coup d'etat, is 100% corrupt. And they want us to believe that they're looking out for our best interests. That's the most mind-boggling thing about it all.
We have 25 bioweapons labs in 25 different countries. 25. Not just one, not two, but 25. You know, everything like everything they touch goes to crap. Look at Libya. Libya's still in chaos. For what? Because he wanted to get off the petrodollar. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, they want to talk about want to talk about war crimes and stuff. I'm with them. Let's have some war tribunals, and we can start with some of our people out of our government.
Well, it's just like Shannon just mentioned that the corruption is so high in Ukraine that they look at all of it as normal. And it's the same thing that's happening here in the United States of America. Nancy Pelosi, look at her dealings with the stock market. And they've even called her out about doing insider trading. If it was you or I, we would be in prison right now. But she gets away with it. It's so bad with the corruption that those in the stock exchange will look at the moves that she's going to make before they make their decisions on what they're going to do. Because they know she has insider information, and they say nothing about it.
Well, if you print out money, what do you get? You get counterfeiting, right? What are they doing? They're printing out money with nothing to back it. It's no different.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no gold to back it, no silver, no nothing. And they're just printing out money. And then guess what? We get the bill. You and I, we get the bill.
Well, I guess they plan on paying it back with slave labor.
Probably so. If we leave it up to AOC and Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders, absolutely.
Yeah, I've found all kind of new sites lately that's got a lot of different information that's not reported on our side, like the Rio Times. Rio Times has a lot of stuff in their papers that actually get down to the truth of a lot of it. The way they've been using private airlines to send weapons to Syria and Yemen.
We've gotten so much emails of people just finding out different information and stuff, and the stuff will never be reported.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to. You know what I mean? The truth of what's really happened and how it all came about. I mean, there's been a war in Ukraine for 8 years now. People have been getting killed. So it's just the next level. I think Putin just got sick of it. He's like, listen, I'm taking over.
I honestly think that a lot of this has been, a lot of this has been planned from the early start of this nation. as far as the globalist agenda goes. We got our military is full of people that ascribe to the Temple of Set. I mean, it don't get any more evil than that. Might as well be Satanist. Same damn difference.
Yeah, well, might as well be. Yeah, might as well be.
You know, sometimes I sit there and I think this is crazy. And just like you're saying, how things have been set to be a certain way. But you know what? God already knew that this was going to happen. So it almost doesn't surprise me. Like when I hear things, I'm like, isn't it amazing that God knew it was going to come to this place? And here it is coming to this place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it just.
Right. And it's amazing that the last attempt made by the cabal to institute the One World Order was thwarted by one person, which was the Russian Tsar.
Yep.
I mean, history repeats itself, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny. He's the only one standing up against him.
Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, so.
I'm not saying he's a good person. I mean, he's got his faults.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? The media, they want to spin. They want us to believe what they're telling us. And that's it. Like nothing else matters. And, for example, like I saw the other day where Hillary Clinton was saying that anyone that says anything nice about Putin is a supporter of Putin. You know? I mean, so they tell us who we should hate and who we should like. Like we're supposed to like Biden.
The Czech Republic made it illegal, punishable by prison, for saying anything positive about Russian Putin.
Wow. And just like, and you know what? In Russia, they made it illegal to say the word war or evasion.
Yeah.
The people in Donbass are complaining about, they said that for the last 8 years they've been having to deal with Ukraine, NATO, and U.S. Bombings, shelling.
Yep, yeah. And you know what? That information is actually coming out, too, how NATO has been have been bombing certain areas, and Putin he's getting fed up with it all. And the media don't report on it. They don't want us to know the actual truth. So,
yeah, it's gonna get worse, too, I think. Go ahead. One more last point.
I know everybody say, well, you know, he shouldn't have done it. Right. He probably should have done it diplomatically. But how long does he have to keep waiting for the Minsk Accord to be signed? And, you know, we got the U.S. has nukes in five different countries in Europe. All his nukes are in his country. He's not putting them in other people's country. He's got them in his country. You know, and for the longest time, they slowly encroached until they're trying to get right up on his border with this stuff. And I don't blame you. That's the same reason we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. We didn't want their nukes around.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, too, that really gets me is how, you know, Putin came out and said that he's fighting against this Nazi regime. And automatically, all of the ones that have actually Nazi ties and were doing Nazi tactics, it's really amazing how all of the left here have dealings with those people.
Yeah.
So then you have the left, and every time the left tells us to believe that who the Nazis are and believe because look what they're doing, and they're not even actually doing it. They're just telling us that they're doing XYZ, but in the reality of it all, it's the left that's doing all these Nazi
tactics.
Well,
to be honest with you, Putin hates the New World Order. He hates that. I would even say he doesn't like Soros because he knows Soros pushes the button.
I would agree.
They keep saying that he's trying to rebuild the USSR. I don't think that. I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to get to return Russia back to its original nationality and to return it back to like it was during the Romanov dynasty when they had the Tsars.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, great point. Great point. Great call. Thank you, Chris, for the call. We appreciate you.
No problem.
All right, take care, Chris.
All right.
So, Shannon, I want to play this clip. This was from Fox News, and I tried to play it last night, but the copy or the version I downloaded, it jacked up the audio so bad. But it kind of made me think, because why didn't I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, but I'm getting ready to play this clip where this female, she's in Ukraine, and she says she's fighting for the One World Order.
Yeah, she's part of the Ukrainian Parliament.
Yeah, she's part of the Ukrainian Parliament fighting for the One World Order, and Fox News did not freaking call her out on it. And then she's on another interview today after the Ukrainian Parliament came together, and Fox News still didn't ask her about it. I mean, this. So people should be really concerned. Is Fox News like, I mean, seriously, you know what? I'm going to tell you everybody right now. I think Fox News doesn't like Will Johnson because Will Johnson will talk about the Republicans. Will Johnson will call these Rhino Republicans out. And Fox News is the establishment network. It is. I'm just putting it out there for what it is. They're establishment network because they see what Jen Psaki's doing, and they don't ever actually drill her hard on the lies that she's told. And if it was the other way around, if anyone went on to MSDNC or the Communist News Network, they would try to drill everybody even on the lies that they made up, trying to make it something. Because Kellyanne Conway used to go on CNN all the time, and they would try to drill her on all the lies that they were making up, and she would hit them back. But they don't do the same thing on Fox News. But anyway, let me play this clip for you. Listen to what she says, because it's really important. And Fox News says nothing about it. Don't you know, address it or anything. But listen.
Us that aren't Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order, for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
So just to be clear, the New World Order does not equal democratic ideals, just so we know that.
You know why she's saying it, right? Because all the information that she's getting from the West is them screaming, democracy, democracy, the democratic way, democracy, democracy. That's all that they hear. That's the only thing that the Communist News Network, CNN, will push out. The world globalist elitists, BBC, all of them, push that democracy, democracy, right?
It's really about authoritarian.
It is about authoritarian.
The New World Order wants to have control, and they want to tell us who, what, when, where, and they want us to follow command. Just like right now, Biden, he's not making any moves without NATO agreeing. She's not in this on his own as an independent world leader. Mm-hmm. He's in it with NATO. We hear it over and over and over. Psaki, I think it was again today, reiterated, you know, we're united with NATO like never before. We're united with NATO like never before. We're united with NATO like never before. How many times do they say that? And they act like it's such a great thing. They're so giddy about it. But listen.
Because you know what? NATO equals the One World Order.
It pretty much does.
It's a fraction of the One World Order.
It's a fraction. I mean, China's not part of it.
No,
you know, but
China wants their own. So you have China and Russia, which are allies, along with Iran and a few others. And they have their idea of a One World Order. Seriously. NATO. They have their idea of a One World Order.
I mean, China's waiting for the United States to lose all power. Right now, we still have some power in his eyes, but he's waiting for that to be depleted. I think he knows we're weaker than we used to be before now that we have Biden and the Democrats in control.
The rest of the world knows it. Look at what Putin is doing. That's part of the reason why Putin is doing what he's doing right now in Ukraine, because Biden didn't look at his total flop in Afghanistan.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Right. Go ahead. Once again, you know, to add to all the confusion, and this is just how I think. So today, you know, like I said, breaking news, the Russian diplomats agreed with Ukraine to allow some humanitarian efforts to go on in Ukraine. There is a temporary ceasefire. That's not for the entire country. It's in areas where people are going to be allowed to evacuate and also to bring in food and water and such like that. But Russia, Putin today, actually had a phone call with the Emmanuel Macron which is his French counterpart, right? And this just happened today. And after hanging up the phone at the end of the exchange, which lasted about an hour and a half, Macron said, the worst is yet to come. He said this. He said, President...
Macron said this? Or
yes.
The worst is yet to come?
Well,
or did Putin say the worst is yet to come?
You're not letting me finish.
Okay.
So Macron said, this is his quote. President Putin said the Russian army operation was developing according to plan, and that it would get worse if Ukrainians do not accept surrender terms. Now, to me, Ukraine is not surrendering. So that's telling us things are going to escalate and get worse, right?
So Putin,
because I don't see.
So it was actually Putin, just to be clear. So it was actually Putin
that said that
the worst is yet to come.
Yes. He said that to Macron on the phone today.
Okay. I just want to be clear on that. It's just, I'm not surprised, right? I'm not surprised. And remember the other day, you and I were talking about the first time they had peace talks. And I said, look, they're going to have these peace talks. But I called it. I said it's going to fail. And I said it's going to fail because Putin wants total surrender.
Yep.
He
I mean,
wants
that's
a 100% total
what it is.
Surrender.
It's not going to end until
yeah.
there's total surrender.
And see, what's happening, is, you know, is what's different between this and Afghanistan is that the president of Afghanistan filled his vehicle up with money and he drove out the country. He got ghost. He disappeared. In this case, you have Zelensky, where he's wanting to fight and keep his power that he has. That's what he wants to do. He wants to fight and keep his power, right? And his thinking was is that, hey, I did all of these dealings. We've had all these dealings, not just him, but the Ukrainian parliament, all of these people within in the political realm there had all these dealings with the political communists here in the United States of America. And I'm willing to bet that he was under the impression, Shannon, that the United States was going to come to the rescue. The United States was going to put themselves in between Putin and Ukraine.
Right.
And that didn't happen. And what's happening right now, even today, Jen Psaki said that, you know, we're not going to do anything to interfere with Russia. She's literally saying this. She's saying that we're not at any point are we going to put our troops to where they've become in direct conflict with Russia, meaning
meaning that
we're gonna give aid to Russia. I mean, we're gonna give aid to Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna do XYZ with Ukraine, but we're not gonna go directly and fight Russia for Ukraine.
Correct.
So basically, Ukraine is SOL.
I mean, Ukraine.
Seriously.
The president's getting on there just begging for help, right? And he even said, it's a little too late that America was behind the eight ball and the rest of the world in trying to stop Putin. What's interesting is there's been a lot of pressure on Biden to stop oil import from Russia because everybody's saying that the import of oil from Russia is helping to fund the war.
So
right,
the United States of America is funding Russia's war against Ukraine.
We are partly it. Europe actually gets more oil from Russia than we do. I think they get like 40% of their oil from Russia. I read that we get 10% of our oil from Russia. Could
it's
be
enough
less
to where if we stop getting the oil from Russia,
right.
It's possible that our gas prices go up to $10.
Right.
But gas prices are going up right now.
Right.
If someone is listening right now, Shannon, they want to call us and tell us how much their gas prices are in their neck of the woods, what's the number just in case?
The number is 516-595-8069, and you have to push 1 to come on the line.
You have to remember, you have to push 1 after you dial the number.
Yeah. And so today or yesterday, Pelosi came out and said that she's 100% behind stopping import from Russia, oil import from Russia, right? Biden, a few days ago, said nothing's off the table, right? He would even consider
stopping
the
oil
from
import.
Russia. Uh-huh. But today, the White House has come out and said that they knocked down any talk about banning Russia oil imports. The word is, and this is on the Hill right now, it says, we don't have a strategic interest in reducing the global supply of energy that would raise prices at the gas pump for the American people around and around the world to reduce the supply available. She continued, the Sasaki, and it's as simple as less supply raises prices, and that is certainly a big factor for the president at this moment. It almost has the potential to pad the pockets of it also has the potential to pad the pockets of President Putin, which is exactly what we are not trying to do. But so, I mean, they're not trying to do it, but they don't want to hurt the American people. And you know why? The only reason why Biden is worried about prices at the gas pump is
It's election year.
I mean, come on. And but it doesn't
the same
make
reason
sense
why
to
the
me.
Mask came off. Same reason why the mask came off in the state of the confusion.
But it doesn't make sense to me, because if you're really worried about, you know, re-election, wouldn't you want to open up our pipelines again? I mean, get us to be energy
but
and oil.
The problem with that, Shannon, that goes against the Green New Deal. That goes against they keep saying we want to get off fossil fuels, we want to get off of using these oil reserves, we want to get not use that at all. So first thing Biden did, and of course everybody, Biden created this crisis. Biden and the Democrats created this crisis that we're seeing in Ukraine, because this is something that's been building up. This is not something that has happened, right? Ukraine, they created that crisis. Our southern border, they created that crisis. What's happening with our energy resources here in the United States of America, they created that crisis. You know, Shannon, not addressing or wanting to fix and not making it to where the United States of America is energy independent is a huge security problem.
It absolutely is. And, you know, the fact is that we know we can do it.
Yes.
We did it under Trump.
Yes.
We can do it again. So the fact that they took that away from us, that independence, is frustrating. And I think that voters should really pay attention to the damage that Biden and the position that Biden is putting us in, right? This position of whether or not to accept oil imports from Russia or not is 100% on Biden,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we didn't have to be in this position.
Right,
because
we were the number one exporter of natural gas.
I mean,
and we were energy independent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Right. And we had
how
a
much
pipeline
damage
that
he has done within the first 2 years. Well, I mean, just the first year, all the damage he created just in the first year.
Yeah.
So you remember I was telling you Hillary Clinton was talking about Putin, right? And all of a sudden, should we believe what Hillary Clinton says? Should we believe what she says? I want to play a clip, or an audio clip here for you, what Hillary Clinton said about Putin.
Ultimately, the people closest to Putin, those who have to deal with him, those who he's keeping at the end of 40-foot tables while he issues bizarre orders, they're the ones who need to act. They need to act for the good of Russia. They need to stop him. Whether or not this has turned into some kind of physical or mental problems that he either had or has in some way come down with, we don't know. But his behavior is dangerous, and it's dangerous to the future of Russia. So my hope is that the people who are watching him, those who get close enough to see in person his behavior, which is so erratic, that they can try to prevent him from doing things that will not only be tragic for Ukraine, but tragic for Russia too. This should be stopped for Russia's sake.
Yeah, please stop it. I mean, she's such a poison to the American.
She's a poison to the planet.
I can't stand it.
And she's literally a poison to the planet. Soros, all of them connected together.
It's interesting that she was saying how, you know, leaders that sit across a 40-foot table from Putin. You know, the last person that just sat across from Putin was who?
Macron.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, so she's even like bashing him for.
Well, she's bashing everybody because
she's not in control.
She's not in control. She wants to be in control. And she, I mean, she's.
I mean, look at the disaster. She was the Secretary of State. She was a total disaster.
And she's so, what, 200 million, or she sold uranium to Russia.
Yeah.
She sold uranium to Russia. And she has the nerve to come on in and talk about Russia.
Did you not see how crazy he
was? Well,
you
know what? She was thinking about that money.
It was about the money.
She was thinking about the money.
You want to hear about something else that could be a possible disaster?
I do.
The White House is discussing sending Kamala Harris to Warsaw and Bucharest, right? They're saying that they think that they want to send her on this solidarity trip.
It's a diplomatic mission. I mean, what is she going to do? She's going to get over there and say,
it's just so solidarity.
You know what?
They're
she's going
so
to do the same
right
thing
now.
She did in Europe. She's going to do the same thing she did in Europe. Guess what, everybody? This could be war.
Did you know you're at war?
This could be war, you know?
Do you know that America stands with you? We're not going to send anybody into Ukraine. We're not going to stop the oil exports, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here with you. Give me a hug.
And then she's going to do that.
Give me a hug, everybody. Do you see I'm here? They just spent thousands and thousands of dollars to send me here so I can show you that I'm here.
Yeah. And the only reason, like I told you, the only reason why she's making any of these trips, so when she puts her name in the hat, she can say that I've been all over the world. I've talked to world leaders. That's all it is. All she's doing is updating her resume, her portfolio. That's all that she's doing.
The vice president's office declined to comment on whether she's planning on going or not, but the White House official said Harris has been deeply involved in the administration's engagement with allies and partners. It's interesting because we saw a video. Did we play that video where somebody over in the European Union actually is mocking Kamala Harris? They say, what a waste of a trip. She came here just to tell us that, hey, do you know we could go to war before the war broke out? And they're like, duh. Yeah, we know that. She had no intelligence. There was nothing.
She brought nothing to the table.
Right, I was going
to
say that. Thank
she
you
brought
first.
Nothing to the table.
Yeah.
The only thing she brought was a waste. All she did was occupy a seat at the table.
And waste our money.
And waste our money because of all the security detail, all of the jet fuel that she used to get over there. It was a pointless trip.
And then she looked stupid anyways.
Yeah.
She's
contributing nothing.
Right. She's contributing nothing. She has no foreign affairs experience.
But that's why she's going.
I know what you're saying.
That's why she's going,
but
so that she can go turn around and say, I have all this foreign experience.
You know what? Beyond vice president, I don't see her doing nothing. I think people are, even the Democrat Party is disappointed in her. She's lost so many people in her administration, you know, the vice president office. I mean, they say she's hard to work for. She doesn't listen. She doesn't know what she's doing. And it's pretty profound. I mean, you could see it on every interview, every interaction. I mean, it's embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
But here's another thing, just for information. Biden announced this week that the U.S. is closing American airspace to Russian aircraft. The same thing in the European Union and Canada. This is just another one of their steps to try to put pressure on Putin. I'm sure Putin's going like, I'm so scared. You stop travel to America.
Yeah.
But I'm still importing part of your oil and making millions of dollars.
I think one report I saw that the oil was at $111 a barrel. $111 a barrel.
And then, you know,
and Russia's just getting fat off of it. Thank you.
Yeah, and at the Union, I heard Biden say that he was going to be releasing so many barrels of oil to help ease the pressure. Do you remember?
I forget exactly, but it's going to be like one day's worth.
Not even one day's worth. It was like 16 barrel or something. It was ridiculous. That doesn't mean... For anybody that's listening to that, and I know that most people don't know, so they just go like, oh, yay, he says he's easing our price, with no real understanding that that's not really going to impact anything.
And you know what? He'll release the barrels, and about time that gas got to the pumps, it's already going to be jacked up to the point where it won't even come down a penny.
Right.
So talking about the state of confusion,
okay.
When Biden was there, he didn't mention the 13 fallen soldiers from Afghanistan. Why do you think he didn't mention them?
Well, he doesn't want to bring light to any of his failures. I mean, that's not what this is about.
They're calling it a success. They're literally calling it success.
Of course. Well, that's what I said. They don't want to bring any negative light to anything that happened. You know, quite
But
frankly,
if he's calling it success, then why not say, you know,
because
he could have taken 30 seconds to say, let's remember those that risked their lives and even lost their lives, 30 seconds of silence just for the fallen 13.
Because,
he could have done that for 30 seconds.
Yeah, he could have, and he should have. But here's the thing. His base overlooks those 13 people just like Biden does.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just overlook it.
Well, let me play an audio clip here on what Jen Psaki's reasoning why he did not say the names or even mention the 13 fallen soldiers.
So, look, a speech like the State of the Union is hugely important. It doesn't have the time to touch on everything that is a priority.
It doesn't have time. And so that's not even a priority, Shannon.
No, I mean,
for 30 seconds, let's say, or, you know, he could have at least done 13 seconds, give each one of them a second.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
13 seconds even? They're not even worth 13 seconds, Shannon.
I know.
I
don't find that hard to believe that he did that. Because...
And Congresswoman Boebert yelled out the 13, and then you have Democrats booing her. Because she called out the 13.
Her and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, both
like
her and Marjorie Taylor Greene called it out. And then you even have these rhino Republicans look at them in disgust.
Well,
how dare you bring them up?
But the reason why they got disgusted wasn't because they brought them up, but because the manner it was brought up. There's supposed
to
be a code of conduct that they're supposed to have during a State of the Union.
Who cares?
And
who cares?
I'm just saying.
I mean, the code of conduct, what happened to the code of conduct when it came to 2020? I mean, seriously, what happened to the code of conduct when you blatantly see people doing fraudulent stuff when it comes time for election and they ignore it? Where's the code of conduct? I mean, it's just...
Well, we know there's one standard for them and one standard for us, right? And they hold us to a higher standard than they hold themselves. That's just the way it is. But listen, I want to bring up one more thing before we get off of here, because I'm not sure if we're going to see riots here in America or not, but it just happened today. You know, we saw riots in Kentucky when Breonna Taylor was killed during a no-knock warrant, they
mm-hmm.
said. Well, today it says ex-Louisiana cop charged in the 2020 shooting was acquitted on all counts of the Breonna Taylor death. Kentucky jury clears former cop after deliberating only 3 hours. So to me, that pretty much shows it was pretty clear that he did not murder her. If it's only three, if it's a short deliberation, that means there's overwhelming evidence in his favor.
She had the 9mm in her hand, which a lot of the media always leave out. She came out shooting.
The jury,
what that media leaves out. The boyfriend said that she had the 9mm in her hand in the hallway.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The boyfriend said, yeah.
It was on video.
Yeah, it was
right?
on video. Mm-hmm. But the media, they drop it, they ignore it. Why? Because they want black people to get in their emotions and they want black people to go out and riot. Now, imagine if they get all this rioting going on because of this. While we have the truckers, the convoy in the United States of America, and along with what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, because this could spill over to like another George Floyd episode.
I mean, I was wondering because, you know, that's why I'm only bringing it up, because it could.
But you know what? I think that I think for the most part, it might not. And the reason why I say it might not is because they have their champion in the White House. They do. And if President Trump was in the White House, then you would have these leftist organizations mobilizing right now to go and to tear up stuff. Now, what more likely will happen here is that people may protest, but they're going to put the message out there, do not tear up anything, do not do anything, because all you're going to do is give them what they want.
Yeah.
Because in the past, that's what they did. That's exactly what they've done in the past. They burned down cities, destroyed car lots, attacked people, pulled people out of their vehicles and beat them up.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that it won't happen, but the only reason why I say, because Kyle Rittenhouse, when I was there for the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and he was found innocent, the message that they were all spewing out there was, do not do anything violent, because that's exactly why they're here, to record you doing it.
Right. Yeah.
And you know that's what they wanted to. But as soon as the white liberals show up, they're going to convince black people to go out and be violent. Because I didn't see any Antifa for the Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, well, weren't they in, like, Chicago and New York and other places that actually kind of broke out? It wasn't right there.
Right there in the city.
Yeah, it wasn't there in the city. It was in other cities. Yeah, because, you know, they're victims and they have to have a reason to come out.
They're opportunists, right? They took the opportunity, just like George Floyd.
And no matter what
the evidence is. It had nothing to do with it, but they took the opportunity to go out and burn up stuff.
Right, and just like with Rittenhouse, the evidence all was really in his favor, right, which is why he was innocent on all counts. And just like Breonna Taylor. But the people on the left do not want to hear about
her criminal activity.
They don't want to hear about the evidence. They don't want to hear about the truth, because we hear that they have their own truth. Their own truth. I so hate that. Like when people say, well, that's your truth.
That's your
truth. Like, that's an idiotic
statement. It's a demonic statement.
Just because you want something to be true doesn't mean that it is true.
That's your truth, though. That's your truth about all this.
You're about to get slapped. That's what's about
to
happen.
Truth about
You're
it.
Lucky I can't reach you from where I'm at right now. Because I would punch you. Talk about being violent.
Don't be so violent.
I mean, I don't know how you stand it. Like when I'm out with those, when I watch you out in the field with these people and they're just so ignorant, it just boils my skin. I almost want to just knock the ignorance out of them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I get it, but I really wonder
how they can really think the way they think. I mean, you know what I mean? And the fact is they don't even do their own research. They don't only want to really know the truth, right? Because, like you say, the lie feels good.
Yeah. To them, the lie feels good.
Yeah.
And because they want to believe the lie and they want to go along with the lie.
They're happy in their lying
trouble. Yep, they're right there. Hey, this is perfectly fine. And we've gotten to the point right now on the planet that you can show people the truth. You can tell people the truth, but they'll turn around and still believe the lie and even tell that lie.
I mean, even with Ukraine and Russia, I mean, I think the truth of how it transpired and however this goes, the truth will come out afterwards. You know, hindsight's always 20/20.
Right.
Things come out and they say, oh, this is the reality of it. But we will have created a completely different reality, and so nobody will accept the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what is Zelensky such a great hero? I mean, I think it is great.
They're calling me a hero because he did the opposite of what the president of Afghanistan did. The president of Afghanistan, like I mentioned earlier.
That's very much commendable. I get it. You know,
and then there was an attempt to take, you know, to assassinate him. It was an attempt to take his life.
Supposedly.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly, there was an attempt to assassinate the president of Ukraine. And
yeah,
the rumor has it is that Russia says only two members of that operative team was killed. And Ukraine is saying that all of them were killed. So, again, who do we believe?
I don't know because, you know, I never really thought of Ukraine as having this highly trained military, you know, huge military that's capable of doing what they've done so far, to be honest with you. And they even have, like, citizens alongside fighting Russian military. I mean, to me, it kind of blows my mind, to be honest. I mean,
But you know what's even worse?
In this day and age, it's very crazy. Yeah. It's crazy that this is happening.
It is. Because we're supposed to be a civil planet, right? We're supposed to be civilized. Well, you know what's even more crazy than Russian soldiers coming in and fighting and Ukrainian soldiers fighting? Are the gangs. See, a lot of people are not talking about that. The mainstream media is not talking about that. You have pockets of gangs that are just going in and taking whatever they want and are brutalizing whoever that they want. They're killing people, whoever they want. And it's not even the Ukrainian soldiers.
Aren't those called like mercenaries?
These are tyrants. This little gang, they're actual gang members.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that. I don't put it past the world.
Because think about it. Remember when, what was it, Chaz? And San Diego, was it San Diego? Uh-huh. No, not San Diego. And
Portland.
And it was
Seattle. Sorry.
When they had Chaz, and for like a month or 2 months or whatever, and they said people were getting raped, violence, was just completely lawlessness. There's opportunity of people to be completely lawless. And that's what's happening over there. And the mainstream media is not even talking about that. They're only talking about
Russia, Russia, Russia.
That's so sad. I mean, it's...
It is sad. It's 100% sad. And you have innocent people that are stuck in the middle of all of this stupidity. And all of it could have been avoided. A great deal had President Trump still been in office. Do you think Russia would have still been doing this?
I don't think Russia would have, but would we say coulda, woulda, shoulda?
I said a great deal.
Yeah, I think that once again, like I said before, I think that it was the plan of the world was supposed to happen this way, and so it happened this way. You know, it's sad that it's happening this way. You know what I mean? I mean, to me, I get so overwhelmed with it all, right? Don't you get overwhelmed with it all? Like, you just sit there and you think you are watching a movie. Like, we're so detached from what's really happening in Ukraine because we've seen this stuff happen in movies and TV shows, and we don't really feel the impact of really what's happening. I mean, we say, oh, it's so sad and all that stuff, but imagine the lives of these people there. We can't really fathom it. Unless you're in it. Imagine your child saying, Mom, I'm going to stay and fight Russia.
Yeah.
No, you're not. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, just the things that these families are facing, that's really the saddest thing is the people that have no control over the governments themselves are really the ones that pay the price.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty horrible. I mean, it really is to see all this go down like this and people just losing their lives and it's about stupidity.
Yeah, you know, we did a paper with my son. It was about the genocides in Nazi Germany and Africa. And you know, the biggest thing is those people in those situations were always so discouraged because it's happening to them. While the world was watching. And to me, imagine being in Ukraine and imagining them everybody's watching us and nobody's helping us.
Yeah.
And that would be just
like
so...
Like y'all are just watching us drown.
Yeah.
You're watching us drown. You're watching us die. And you're sitting by and just looking. Yeah. Oh, just looking on.
Yeah. History repeats itself, right?
It's crazy.
They feel alone, just like those other people in those situations felt alone. And we're allowing it, unfortunately.
It's disturbing. And the only reason why we're sitting idly by and watching it is because they don't want to get NATO involved.
It's an agreement.
NATO gets involved, and then it becomes a bigger war. It becomes a bigger war. And then how do we resolve it then? How do we resolve it? So with that said, I want to thank everybody. Please keep prayers out for all the innocent people in Ukraine and Russia, all the people that's caught in between. We'll be here next Thursday, God willing. Everyone, Have a blessed weekend. Take care.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.